concentration, this leads to insight.
It does. So, by being able to concentrate upon experience, reality, as it presents itself to us, we can see into the nature of that reality.
Yeah.
And something mind-blowing presents itself.
Yes.
Because what we discover when we look deeply into the nature of experience is that, shock horror, it consists of experiences.
Yes.
Now the slightly mind-blowing thing about this is experience consists of experiences. No matter where we look, we don't find an experiencer.
Who watches the watcher? No one watches the watcher.
Yeah. What we find when we look for that watcher is that's just another experience.
Yeah.
You know, when we look for a self in our experience itself, we don't find it. We don't find the thing having the experiences. We just find more experiences.
Find the experiences, yeah. Because the experience of the watcher is an experience.
Yeah.
And the experience of the self, you recognize it as an experience.
Yeah. And hence...
Which is always fun when you realize it's like, oh... Things aren't what I thought they were at all. Yeah.
So, hence the somewhat wacky image.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's a good description. It's a head that's exploded, which I mean, it's fair enough. It's not too gory because we made the attempt not to on anyone to go through the gore. It's kind of the flash of lightning, but it's also there's the cosmic end of it. It's kind of the fact, you know, it's looking out into the grand, you know, universe or creation or whatever. It's like it's seen that the universe in one sense is in your head, which it is because everything's in your head or in this experience, whatever you want to. Of course, there's reflections of the magician card from the tarot. There's the, you know, the Salvia Quagla. There's the almost his robe is a bit magician-y as well. You know, there's just kind of, there's a few things going on. This is one of the ones where I think we really brought in the ourselves into it a bit more, you know.
Definitely.
Of course, again, still in the desert. We didn't stray too far from our team, but it was the image. We went through it. There was a couple of ones. The original one I had was he's pointing to his head, not doing the magician thing. And then you said, "No, can we do the magician thing?" And I think it works much better that way. I like it. There's something very, I don't know, striking about it or something. There's something, you know, you go, what is that? what's going on here?
Yeah. Definitely one of my favorite ones, Tommy. I mean, the things I like about it, I like the way that the figure is really androgynous.
Yes.
I like the way that the guy's head is disappearing into this cosmic flash, you know. Yeah. Like we were saying, when we look into experience, we discover that there's no experience. And, you know, his head is disappearing, and in its place, there's this kind of universe.
Yeah, you know? Everything.
Yeah, and I think there's a nod there to Douglas Harding.
Definitely. Yeah.
Not having a head.
And I suppose the whole nature of, you know, headless rituals and all these things, you know, the headless thing is something, you know, that's, it's hard to get away from within, you know, magic and these things.
Yeah. Reminds me a lot of Julian Vane for some reason. I don't know why.
Right. I totally see that. Yeah. I can't unsee that now. That's it. You've ruined it for me. Every time it's the Julian card now. That's it. Yeah. That's mad.
that as above, so below thing going on. Solvay at Coagula, Baphomet.
Yeah, lots going on there. We've put a lot in there. So from in a divination, what would it mean?
Insight.
Insight, strangely enough.
It's got that aspect of the... the tower in the tarot. You know, that sudden breakthrough, that sudden moment. That can be somewhat startling, perhaps.
Yeah, as you said, that a radical shift in identity or understanding, something very, you know, sub-realization, insight, something that changes the nature of how you see something. So, well, not change it, reveals it to what it actually is, I suppose, rather than it's not creating a new falsehood.
This card has got magical aspects to it, perhaps, you know, like the rapture card that we saw earlier. But what those magical aspects are about here are more to do with the relationship to truth, maybe. So synchronicity.
Right.
One of the meanings of this card, or some sort of glimpse of the nature of reality, you know, as it actually is. Yeah.
So from a reversed point of view, what would this say? A lack of insight.
Yeah, it would. Maybe the reverse meanings tap into something that perhaps we haven't quite covered yet, which is that, you know, this is not an end point, this card. It's still a step on the road towards wisdom. Because there's something perhaps temporary about it, like it's a lightning flash. That's removing the guy's head. You know, it's something glimpsed. It's not a final state that's arrived at. And this can come into the negative meanings of that card, you know, when it's mistaken for that. So if it's seen as something definitive.
I suppose it's UPG then, in a sense, isn't it? It's like unverified personal gnosis, where you have an understanding or something, and then you project it as being the truth of all things, or everything else is truth.
Other things we've got here: confusing one's own desires with reality,
so coloring the world with your own shit.
Yeah.